Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So yesterday I was feeling a little bit frustrated, and it happens to all of us. We all get frustrated from time to time. Don't think that you are abnormal because you get frustrated. You're very normal. And for those of us who have high expectations for ourselves, we tend to get frustrated more often because you've got this vision for yourself and this vision for your business, and you've got this vision of the way you want things to be and the results that you want to be getting. And when you realize how far off you are from that vision, and there's always going to be a delta, that things aren't the way that you want them to be right now, it's very natural and very human to get frustrated in those times. That's natural. Now, the difference between high performers and those who continue to struggle perpetually lies in how you respond, what you do when those moments of frustration creep up and you start to get a little bit down on yourself because you're not where you want to be yet, despite the fact that you're making progress. But often the progress is difficult to see in those moments of frustration. And I had one of those the other day. And here's what I did. I said, you know what? I need to write down some wins. The best way to break out of this funk is to just actually reflect and make a list of all the things that are going really, really, really well right now, despite the fact that I'm not terribly happy with certain outcomes or the lack thereof. And that's what I did. I sat down and I actually shared this with my mastermind. So I didn't only write this down for myself, I shared it with a group of peers. And I made a list of wins. And then what happened was, as I started thinking about all the things that are going well, all the wins, all the positives, all the successes, big, medium, and small, the list kept growing. I kept thinking of more and more things. I actually put this on Facebook in a private Facebook group with my mastermind, and I kept going back to it and editing it because I kept thinking of more things to add to the list. And in the end, I think it was like there were 10 or 12 wins on there that I literally wrote down in a span of about 5 minutes. And I gotta tell you, just in writing that list down, my state completely changed. When I started writing, I was frustrated. And as I wrote, I could feel my state changing. As I listed win after win after win, I could feel it changing. And by the end of it, I was fired up. By the end of it, I was like, look, yeah, maybe the end result isn't quite there yet, and we're not where we want to be, but we're clearly on the path because look at all these things that are going well. Look at all these wins. Look at all these successes. All these things are going to add up, and the results are going to come if I stick to the path, if I stick to the process, if I keep putting in the work and keep putting in the reps. And that's where you need to get to. It's very natural to be frustrated when the results aren't what you want them to be. But if you let that frustration get the better of you and then prevent you from doing the work that you need to do to get the results that you want, you've lost. You've guaranteed failure. You've guaranteed that you're not going to get the result because you're now preventing yourself from doing the work required to get the results. Failure is guaranteed. But if you can transform your state by doing something as simple as this, write down all your wins. Spend 5 minutes, write down all the good things that have happened that would indicate that you're on the right track and you're making progress and you're getting closer towards your goal in the last week or 2 weeks or month. Write those down. What you're going to find is that you're actually closer than you think you are. You actually are on the right track. And that stopping now or giving up now or not putting in the work now is the worst possible thing that you can do. So next time you feel stuck, next time you're frustrated, try this on for size. I promise you, It'll work.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.